USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Department of Homeland Security is reporting the man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband was in the United States illegally. ICE submitted an immigration detainer on the Canadian national David DePepe with San Francisco County Jail November 1st. That was following his October 28th arrest. Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid conceded to Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday to congratulate him on his election win, making way for the opposition leader to return to the prime minister's office less than 18 months after getting the boot. Voter turnout this year in Israel was 78.6%. That's the highest since 2015. Twitter told employees Thursday night in a company-wide email to expect a notice on Friday morning telling each of them whether they still had a job or not. The firings are part of a plan by Musk to keep the business model profitable. USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people, I have my cousin, I have a son at work. There's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
But I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.